Water was scarce. People had to purchase water. The water wells were generally owned by the Jewish community in Medina at that time. There was an inflow of the muhajirin, the migrants, into Madinatul Munawwara. They were poverty-stricken. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then made an announcement and said, who is willing to purchase a particular well and consecrate it to Allah, dedicate it to Allah, and let the people of Medina use the water without paying for it? So that was a waqf, but the nature of the waqf was a welfare-orientated waqf. It was for the benefit of the rich and poor. Everyone could access the water from that well. Then you had a third type of waqf, and that is unique to Islam. That was the educational waqf. In the beginning of the 20th century, there were 64 schools in Jerusalem. All those 64 schools were maintained by the Awqaf, by the endowments of Turkey, Syria, and Palestine. The very first university in Islam is in present-day Morocco, in Fez, Qarawiyyin. That university was established on the basis of waqf. The second university called Zaytuna, that was established in Tunis, was also by virtue of a waqf endowment. The famous university Al-Azhar was also by way of a waqf endowment. And then you had waqf, for example, in Damascus, where a family or individual set up a waqf with a designated purpose that it is for medical purposes only. That waqf gave rise to the first hospital that was offered, services by way of, because of waqf funds to the rich and poor. And if you look at the entire history of Islam, people had dedicated waqfs for particular purposes. For example, one person set up a waqf just to help people get married. There was a waqf simply to enable people to perform hajj. So all the income that came from that investment was expended on helping people to go for hajj. There was a waqf that was meant to maintain the roads between Medina and Syria so the pilgrims could have a comfortable journey. And it's so amazing that there was a waqf established by a person to take care of stray cats, to rehabilitate stray cats. And at that time in Egypt, when the Mufti of Azhar needed a conveyance, there was a waqf dedicated for the conveyance of the Mufti of Azhar. That is how widespread waqf was as an institute. And then over the period of years, it lost its dynamic nature. And it was then confined to masjid as a waqf. Well, we forgot that there were religious waqfs, there were educational waqfs, there were medical waqfs, there were waqfs for water, etc. These are self-sustaining charities, where the corpus, the capital, has to be invested and preserved. What's the benefit of the waqf? The waqf, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ, when a person dies, in قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ, all his deeds come to an end except three. One is صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ, that any perpetual donation, a waqf that you've made, long after your demise, the reward keeps accruing to you. Now you may ask, what's the relevance of all this? Why are we talking of waqf today? You may have seen on the masjid board that the Middleburg Muslim School is now 20 years old. In this year, 2016, we are celebrating 20 years since the establishment of the Middleburg Muslim School. And as part of the 20-year commemoration, inshallah, we hope to establish an educational waqf in Middleburg this week. This educational waqf will be managed by the board members of the school, but it will be dedicated for the advancement of education. So we'll be reviving a lost legacy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man ahya sunnati, that person who revives a sunnah of mine, which is lost during the age of corruption, falahu ajru mi'atu shaheed, he will be rewarded with a reward equivalent to 100 martyrs. Reviving this lost legacy, contributing to this legacy, will earn us the reward of 100 martyrs. So we have a unique opportunity. It's not an opportunity that presents itself every other day. And we make an appeal to the entire community that let's join hands to support the establishment of a waqf in Middleburg designed to further the objectives of the Middleburg Muslim School. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.